Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? The Patriots obviously making a bit of a splash last night, agreeing to this one-year deal with Cam Newton. Could make upwards of $7.5 million with incentives. Meantime, it all happens as the NFL hands out its punishment for their December 8th incident where they were videotaping that Browns-Bengals game. So they, as Boomer was pointing out, they get the $1.1 million fine. They get their third-round pick taken away in 2021. Their television production crews will not be allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season, and senior club officials will undergo required training. I always find this funny. On league operation and game policies.
Yeah, so, don't cheat.
Right.
Stop filming the other team illegally. That's the seminar. You can go home.
Former NFL player Ryan McFadden on CBS Sports HQ on the transaction of Newton to New England.
I'm hyped about this move for both parties. For Cam, of course, as an individual, being able to get his career back in the right direction. And then for the New England Patriots, I think it's an ideal fit for what they're trying to do going forward.
Well, we'll see. I think if you're a Patriot fan, you're probably excited, I would think. But Cam Newton to New England. And then also Boomer touched on DeMaurice Smith, because you've got, you know, certain groups of players have gotten together privately. We got the Brady thing at the Tampa Bay High School. We've had Sam Darnold, I believe, got together with Saquon Barkley here. Well, here's DeMaurice Smith. He was asked specifically about what was going on in Tampa. Not thrilled with it.
Those practices are not in the best interest of our player safety. They're not in the best interest of protecting our players heading into training camp. And I don't think they are in the best interest of us getting through an entire season.
Now, this is Smith talking to the USA Today. He goes on to discuss the effects it could have.
I certainly understand how competitive our players are. And I get that. But at the same time, we are in the process of trying to negotiate. We have to negotiate with the league about what happens to a player if they test positive through, you know, during the season.
Well, here, for, you know, for Tom Brady, there's no days off. Let's face it. You know, he's learned from the greatest, and that's Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
So however he can push the system, he's going to push the system. Here's one other thing, and I got to be really careful here, because I don't want to say that this is an accusation. I don't want to. I just was thinking the other day about what is going on with the SEC teams down south, and Clemson included, who's obviously an ACC team. A lot of their players are coming down with COVID-19, oddly enough. So are they trying to herd immunity their teams so these guys can get sick now as opposed to getting sick during the college football season, if in fact there is one? And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't put it past any of those guys down there.
Sure. I mean, that's one of the first things I said about Belichick. I said, I watched Belichick get his whole team sick, so when the season rolls around, everybody's been through it already. Like, he would be the guy that would do that. So, and I was saying that facetiously, but I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I think it's going on. I honestly, the numbers coming out of, like, you know, Alabama, LSU, and Clemson, all these teams.
Yeah,
it's too much of a coincidence.
Hey, Marcus, go cough on this guy. And then you cough on him, and then you cough on the whole secondary.
I mean, would
y'all be fine in 3 weeks. Just shut up, take your temperature, go to your doctor. Y'all young, you'll be fine.
I mean, Ed Orgeron directing people to get sick is something that I don't think is that crazy.
Right, I don't think it's that crazy either. I mean, that's... You know, now you have 16 NBA players that have tested positive, and all these guys are most likely, you know, they're all going to get through it. They're all going to come through it fine.
You've got one really annoying bird that is chirping outside its mouth. Oh, that's you?
Me. Yes.
Man, that bird is trying to get some attention. There it goes again. He's trying to tell us something.
You know, it's amazing how you can hear these things. I can't hear them.
Really?
Do you hear them, Al?
Al's eating.
I did not hear that bird.
No.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. How do you not hear that? I mean, Fliegelman said it's clearly going out over the air. I mean,
it's like I'm in the backyard like Lopresti was.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're at a bird sanctuary, much less the backyard.
Well, our house is more like Jumanji these days, between the squirrels falling in the pool, birds getting trapped in the batting cage. Wow. It has been, the last few weeks have been a little nuts. We've got raccoons. I mean, it's just been one after the other. The raccoons come out
amazing
at night.
You know what's amazing is that, you know, many WFAN personalities have sports-related stuff in their backyard. I didn't realize that you have a batting cage in your backyard.
I do.
Is it an official batting cage?
No, it's small, 30 feet. But it's perfect for what we need it for. Birds. So, yeah, no, listen, I got enough going on to keep our kids busy back there, that's for
sure.
Can
you close the window?
I could, but then it'd be, yeah, but it sounds lovely, doesn't it? I feel like I'm at the Masters.
Okay.
Right? Does Jim Nance ask for them to close the windows when they play the golf tournament?
And by the way, I have to say that 3 weeks in a row, CBS has just knocked it out of the park with their golf coverage. I don't miss the fans at all. And I know that the directors of all sporting events are told to get that emotional shot when it involves the player or the fans or the reaction to the fans and all that other stuff. I don't really care. It is nonstop golf. It is shot after shot after shot after shot after shot, and it's great.
I agree.
It is great.
I agree with you. The fans, to me, with golf, much of when you watch golf is very quiet anyway, unless you get a great shot. So to me, it's not really that big a deal.
Well,
it's more
that moron as going, "You're the man."
In the hole.
In the hole. You get all Papa Booey. Jerkwads that end up doing that. But I have to tell you, just watching the golf, it's unbelievable. It's so clean and it's so good. And you know, a lot of the guys aren't together. You got three guys down in Orlando. You got obviously the folks walking out on the course, and then Jim in the 18th hour by himself. But I'm just telling you, man, it's great watching it.
I do agree. Dustin Johnson did win on Sunday. When I read this, I was stunned. 13th straight year he's won a golf event.
That he's been around for that long.
It doesn't say. I would have said 7-8 years maybe. 13.
Right.
And he did, and they have the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week in Michigan. Dylan Fratelli withdrew. He missed the cut this weekend at the Travelers. He did withdraw a positive COVID-19 test despite having no symptoms. And as he said, feeling great physically. He was stunned when the test came back positive.
Have another test. I don't know about these tests.
I don't know.
60 minutes for the whole thing last night on antibody tests. We don't know if they're real. They're not real. They're you know. There's all these different tests that are out there right now, and who the hell knows what the hell's going on?
Do you guys
ever go to a rainforest cafe?
Yes.
This is an obscure reference, but
yes.
that's what's in my head right now. Like, we're waiting for the hostess to bring us to the table at the rainforest cafe. All we're missing is, like, the monkey sounds that accompany the bird sounds.
Monkey.
And a little waterfall as well.
Yes, I do apologize for the birds outside the window. You know what the problem is, too, is they're building a nest in the gutters, not the roof.
Oh, no. So now I'm just getting overrun, man.
I'm trying to
get you out of there.
It has been a rough summer with the animals around here, that is for sure. What else? Oh, Adam Gase met the media on Friday on a conference call, and obviously he was discussing Jamal Adams and says all good between the two.
My relationship with Jamal has been good since the time that I've gotten here. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussions throughout the season trying to figure out ways to win.
It's not me.
And to me, we've always got along well, and there's been a lot of dialogue between us.
I think that's Mike playing animal sounds.
Oh, I thought usually Fliegelman does not do drops and stuff, so like that confused the hell out of me. I was like, where is Adam Gase right now?
Maybe he's at the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
The look on your face.
Because it was the same volume as your bird sound.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, so there's Adam Gaze. So stupid. Oh, boy. All right, big week for baseball. Oh, man. So Sunday was the deadline for teams to submit their player pools. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge is on the Yankee roster, and he told SI that he's been able to swing a little bit. That's it, I guess.
Come
yeah.
on.
Now, he
Come
suffered
on.
The rib injury in spring training. Here we are. It's almost July. Wednesday, teams will report to their home stadiums for the start of summer spring training. I get all sorts of noises going on here. Here is Bobby Valentine. Baseball is going to look different this year. And the one thing
really?
Whether you Well, we know about what's happening, but the one thing that was agreed upon, and I don't know if people forgot about it. I actually did until I heard Howie and Susan talking about it yesterday, completely slipped my mind, is this three minimum batter that a relief pitcher is going to have to face. I forgot about that they implemented this for this season, regardless of the pandemic. And here's Bobby Valentine with Howie and Susan on The Fan yesterday talking about how that's going to be different.
I think that that's going to be as tough a decision as any managers ever had, and without a lot of chance and trial and error because it's a short season, I think it's going to backfire on a lot of guys and be the reason that they're not in the playoffs.
It's going to be very interesting how they manage those bullpens having to face three batters right out the chute. And you guys mentioned it does look like it'll be Yankees-Nationals July 23rd, that Thursday night, to open the season. So pretty cool. That would be 3 weeks from this week, right, from this Thursday.
Yeah.
So away we go. In South Korea, if you want some good news, they announced Sunday that they are going to start allowing fans at 30% capacity as soon as this Friday. So that is very possible there.
I know it's North Korea, but that made me think about, did we ever figure out if Kim Jong-un was dead or alive, or what happened with that story?
Isn't his sister running the country right now?
He's alive, yeah, but he's threatening to go to war with South Korea.
So he is alive.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like 4 days. He was dead, and then he came back, and then he was in a bunker with a bunch of prostitutes or something.
Right.
That's what Dennis Rodman said.
That's where he was.
Oh, and now he's back out again.
He was on a four-day bender.
Yeah. At old time, we thought he was dead because he had complications from a heart surgery or something.
Well, whatever it was. But then he started threatening war with South Korea again, so we're back to normal.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nets forward Wilson Chandler opting out of the NBA restart. Instead, wants to stay at home to spend more time with his family. You mentioned Rudy Gobert and the smelling issue he is having. Doctors told him it could take him up to a year to get all those senses back. We mentioned Dustin Johnson, and also Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR Cup race at Pocono Motor Speedway on Sunday evening. I think they ran like three races there yesterday, but that was the nightcap yesterday.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.